The news at 5 from BBC Radio Solent. I'm Ian Ramsdale. Residents in Dorset have been scammed out of £1 million in the last 12 months. The figure is already £350,000 this year. The county is being targeted by telephone fraudsters pretending to be police or bank workers.
You said you've got your card in your house, do you?
Yes.
OK, well, then we do believe someone may have cloned your card, OK? So what you do need to do is call the emergency services line right away. That's 999.
OK.
That's a recording from a 68-year-old who became suspicious and was able to record the call on her phone. When she hung up, she contacted her son, a Dorset fireman, Stuart Granger.
The fraudsters were asking her to dial 999, and she realised that 999 is for emergencies and not for something to do with her banking. So she said to me that she sat down for a couple of minutes and then just sent me a text message, and I could just even tell from her text message that that's not right. So I just texted straight back saying, do nothing, it's a scam.
Two men from London have been arrested and released pending further inquiries in connection with the investigation. A man who stole £3,000 worth of items from a student house in Bournemouth has been jailed for 2.5 years. Gareth Picton, who's 34, broke into the house in Stuart Road in March. R&B and soul singer Ben E. King, best known for the classic song Stand By Me, has died at the age of 76. King started his career in the late 1950s with the Drifters, later going solo. The first of three RAF helicopters is on its way to Nepal to help the earthquake relief efforts. Aid workers say supplies still aren't reaching where it's most needed. Richard Miller from the charity Aid Action International says they're concerned about people in the most remote villages.
Our country staff reached some of them this morning and were receiving reports that there was 3 or 4 houses standing, that many of them still had bodies left under them. And, you know, we're very fearful. We've got no statistics on it, but we're very fearful that the death toll still could rise a lot more.
Political leaders continue to argue over the possibility of post-election deals. The Labour leader, Ed Miliband, says there are 6 days left to save child benefit, saying it's clear the Conservatives plan to make cuts. The Prime Minister denies that, while David Cameron himself has again focused on what he called the threat of a Labour government propped up by the SNP, not convinced by Mr Miliband's denials. Publication of a report into how Jimmy Savile and Stuart Hall abuse people while at the BBC has been delayed. Dame Janet Smith's review is finished, but the Metropolitan Police say publishing the findings could hamper ongoing investigations into sexual abuse claims. Students have been protesting outside Totton College, upset at the closure of A-level courses from September. The college says its debts are mounting because of falling pupil numbers. Jessica Doe is a student there.
When I came here, I never thought I'd go to uni or anything. It's been amazing coming here, and now all this has happened. It's put quite a bad name on it overall. And if you go on social media, there's so many rumours going around. People are just assuming things, and it's not looking good for the college.
Travellers stranded on trains yesterday because of problems at Clapham Junction in London could get extra compensation. Southern Trains say those stranded could write to them, and each case will be looked at individually. Normal compensation rules apply for commuters delayed by over half an hour. Journeys on South West trains this bank holiday weekend will be disrupted on Sunday and Monday. Engineering work is taking place to improve access to London Waterloo Station. A Hampshire man has swapped his pension pot for an alpaca farm. Derek Moore from Eastleigh became disillusioned with the expected return of the pension scheme he was paying into. And now, 6 years later, he says a combination of breeding, shows and people walking the alpacas is turning into a healthy profit.
Now, with the farm, we've not only got the land that's gone up 5% every year, we've also got the animals, given us a return of, would you believe, nearly £70,000 a year. So it's a big difference. And that money will be sustainable every year. We would have that income. Even when I'm retired and I hand it over to my sons, that income will still be coming in.
An exhibition has opened marking 175 years of the Cunard shipping line. Southampton City Art Gallery has paintings and displays of objects from some of Cunard's most famous ships, as well as old posters. BBC Radio Solent News, it's 4 minutes past 5.